FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music, bringing you Need to Breathe. Who am I? Good morning to you at 722.
Today, mostly sunny, high 80. Tonight, cloudy, low 64. Tomorrow, cloudy, chances of some showers there, high 76. And we're starting the cool-off process then as well. Over the weekend, mostly cloudy on Saturday. Showers are likely then too, high 67. On Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, high 58. Currently in Harrisburg, 55 degrees. In Lancaster, 54.
Our friend Jason McKinney is here. Jason, the executive director of Dive, Inc. Dive stands for Disciples, Identity, Victory, Empowered. Good morning again to you, Jason.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. You must have a lot of great stories about how God has worked through your ministry. Do you have one that comes to mind?
Yes. Just recently, we had one of the men, he was going through Starbucks on a consistent basis, and the manager of Starbucks knew what I was doing as far as the Dive program and said, "Hey, I think I have a man that might be good for your program." And I said, "Okay, sure, I'll come and meet with him." And I met with him, and obviously when he first came, he was very sheltered, didn't feel like nobody cared, you know, unworthy. And eventually, as we worked with him over the few months, he excelled, and then he became my house manager. And now he's going on, and now he's doing great things, telling people about Jesus, and he's just a great asset to our community. I'm very involved and plugged into a church, a worship band, and everything. So
wow.
It's great to see now he came out of his shell, and he's now just expressing great joy and peace about life and just loving life. And I love to have these stories. We have a thousand other ones that have been great. Over the course of just 4 years, seeing many lives transformed by the gospel, and being able to have that opportunity to support them and their journeys as they move forward. Just having other stories where another young man came to us and, you know, just feeling really rejected by the world, by society, by, you know, family and friends, and feeling like the lost sheep or whatever, and not feeling like nobody really cared, and coming into our facility for 3 or 4 months, and now he's transformed, and he just feels like, man, he has so much to offer the world, and the joy that he has on his face now, the smile, the excitement he has about life now, it just brings great joy to be able to be a part of that.
So the men you have at your residential program that you're helping with, you know, getting their GED, you're helping with their finances, helping them find a church, all that, are a lot of them through personal contact or through referrals? How do they get there?
A mixture of both. We have friends or families that connect with us through churches, through the prison, that heard about Dive and say, "Hey, I know somebody who can be a asset or can benefit from your program." And they reach out to us. But then also it's just people that word of mouth travels pretty fast. And they say, "Hey, you know, are you have any room available for this young man or whatever?" So that's pretty much how it comes. Yep.
What's the biggest need you have in meeting the needs of your residential people? What can our people pray for? What can they do to help?
Definitely financial support. It takes a lot to run a facility. There's a lot of expenses and things like that. So definitely we can use some financial support through our website, diveinc.org. Then also just everyday hygiene products, canned goods, just always need for, I mean, these guys eat a lot. So it's food. Food is always scarce, you know.
Yeah.
And then just being able to pray for our support. I mean, I think one of the biggest needs is just having others be involved with us as far as serving with us. Obviously, I'm only one man. I can't do it all. And you know, I need a body of Christ to support and just kind of take one of these guys under the wing and kind of just be able to disciple them. I think it's very important for us to let them know that they're not alone, you know, that
right.
It's not just Jason that's here for them. It's many other people that care, you know, for the men in our community.
Yeah, diveinc.org is the website. You can find out there about how to pray, how to give, how to get involved if you'd like to help mentor, if you'd like to make donations of some of the things that Jason was talking about. And you guys are also part of Faithful Give that's coming up later on this month if folks would like to give during that time.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, and is that faithfulgive.org? Is that the right website?
Yes.
Do you know?
Yes.
Yeah, faithfulgive.org. And what are the dates of that again?
October 15th to the 17th.
Cool. Jason, it's been so great having you here, hearing how God is working through Dive, Inc.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be a part of what you guys are doing here as well.
Awesome. We invite our listeners to check it out today, diveinc.org. Back to the music we go with Micah Tyler. This is Praise the Lord on WJTL. Good morning.